Page 44. You move out of the service area. Services are not provided in your preferred language. Services are not provided in a culturally appropriate manner, or you're at risk of having a lack of continued care. Disenrollment. UHA does not control disenrollment. UHA may ask OHA to remove you from the plan if you are abusive, uncooperative, or disruptive to CCO staff, property, or your providers. Unless when the behavior is due to your special health care need or disability. Commit fraud or other illegal acts, for example letting someone else use your benefits, changing a prescription, theft, or other criminal acts. Are violent or threat violence. This could be directed at a healthcare provider, their staff, other patients, or UHA staff. When the act or threat of violence seriously impairs UHA ability to furnish services to either you or other members. Move outside of the service area of your plan. Loss of OHP eligibility. OHA will review any request for disenrollment by the CCO for the reasons above. If you are not happy about the disenrollment or if you disagree with the decision, you can make a complaint. See pages 89-95 for how to make a complaint or ask for an appeal. When you have a problem getting the right care, please let us try to help you before you change CCOs. Call UHA customer care and ask for a care coordinator. If you still want to leave, change your CCO, or have any questions about your options for disenrollment, please contact OHP Client Services at 1-800-273-0557. You will get a letter with your disenrollment rights at least 60 days before you need to renew your OHP. UHA cannot ask to remove you from our plan because of reasons related to, but not limited to. Your health status gets worse. You don't use services. You use many services. You are about to use services or be placed in a care facility, like a long-term care facility or psychiatric residential treatment facility. Special needs behavior that may be disruptive or uncooperative.